You're listening to Lightning Thrashes with Sir Libre.
Alter. Den Slam wieder mal so hart. PRGB, die Masterclass, Alter. Bruder, du denkst, ich bin der Riese, finde ich mal den Killer von deinem Bitch. Messer in der Hand, während du mir die Hand drückst.
This is Molos, motherfucker! Can you sit here on the mic? Ukraina, das ist cool, Suka! Come on!
With Dume Sau. I don't know if I'm saying that right. It's D-U-M-M-E-S-A-U. Dume Sau. I don't know. Batch 89. In the morning and in the pit. Welcome to episode 106 of Lightning Thrashes. I am your host, Cola Mona, a.k.a. Sir Libre. I am re-recording this episode because 2 weeks ago Saturday, I did this episode 106 live while I was testing out my tsk.sirlibre.com split kit thing, which only nerds will understand what that even means. And I can say is that the split kit, the software that I vibe coded to replace Stephen Bell's split kit as a backup, not full replacement, worked really, really well. I just didn't work really well. I did a terrible job. Wasn't prepared. Didn't have the MP3s downloaded and ready to go. The songs were short, so I didn't have time in between as the song was playing to get things going. So long story short, it was just a huge shite show. It was not worthy of putting out. And it's kind of a shame, too, because I just set up Ardor to do to be able to do when I do live recordings in order to record the music, the audio, the vocals, or my vocals, the mic, and jingles all on separate tracks, so that theoretically that would have been the best produced live show that you would have heard later on recorded. But it's not ever going to be reality because it sucked so bad. But that's okay. I'm still going to do that here. I'm just doing what I normally do. You know, this is a pre-recorded live, not really live show. So anyway, let's get into the music. Coming up, I've got new into the Valueverse. I say new, not terribly new, but fairly new in the Valueverse within the last month or so. This is The Horseheads with WTF NGL.
Just any other day, WTF! NGL! Ain't just any off.
Check out the It's a Mood Value for Value Music Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Newman. It's like taking a trip around the radio dial. Boost! I'm a Gen X mixtape kid.
Since I can't remember, I've been chasing this dream.
I heard this one on the It's a Mood podcast, fell in love with it immediately.
Jazz, rock, alt, alt-punk, R&B, cinematic, EDM, soul, classical, doesn't matter. I follow one simple rule. If I like it, I play it.
Value for value, it is more than just a monetization model. It's a lifestyle.
And it's a cult.
Another new to the Valueverse band, Undeath. That was Dead From Beyond. Before that, we had No Face, No Case with Flex Fiesta. And we started it off with The Horseheads with WTF NGL. Yeah, so like there's a lot of good metal coming up or in the Valueverse now. And I did do some research on a bunch of these bands. And from what I can tell, they're not AI. Undeath has, they've been around for a while. No Face, No Case, same thing. I don't know. Odds of them being AI is pretty small. I'm going to try to keep this episode short, so I won't do too much talking. But as I said earlier, the TSK thing went really well. I already talked about that. I got my little show notes up here. I do need to mention to you that for all you vibe coders or people who are interested in learning, or not learning, but utilizing some of this value for value music, we have a new resource in the world. It's still a work in progress. Hey Citizen is putting it together. You know Hey Citizen from his Hey Citizen music experience or music project. Hey Citizen experience. I can't remember very well. I've only played his songs a million times. But musicindex.org. It's basically what podcastindex.org is for everything. He's just providing an API to the music portion of the RSS world, which is really cool. And he's going to have a bunch of really interesting endpoints in there that, app developers and researchers and whatnot can utilize in their stuff. So check it out, musicindex.org. Like I said, I'm going to keep this short. So let's just get back into more music. This is Fulci. I think it's pronounced Fulci, F-U-L-C-I. It could be Fulci. I'm going to say Fulci with Premature Sepultura. A good song comes along, you must boost it.
What do you like? Joyful notes. Without change. Without end. There's no music in that.
We'll be right back. Øystein Berge.
Broken Fifth with One of an Army. You can find that song on the Hate Chambers RSS feed. If you look up Hate Chamber, Aaron Monaco sings in both bands. And instead of just making an album of one RSS feed with one song in it for Broken Fifth, I was like, screw that. Let's just put it on the Hate Chamber RSS feed and just call it good. Before that, we had Mud Pit Mabel. If I remember correctly, that's Rubber Factory Records and their song Memories, and kicked it off with Fulci and Premature Sepultura. All right, everybody, it's Boostergram time. This is where I get to thank you for sending me value for the value that I've sent you. In other words, if you like what you hear, you can send Boostergrams into the show. You can support the artists because the artists get a percentage cut. A large percentage cut of every Boostergram that you sent goes to directly to the artist from your wallet to theirs with love. Unless it's a Wavelake feed, then it goes into Wavelake's wallet, and who the fuck knows where it goes from there. All right, we've got 1,066 Satoshis from Chad Farrell. By the way, I should mention that these include auto boosts. These Boostergrams include auto boosts. It's just easier for me. 1,066 from Chad Farrow, and these are cumulative, by the way, so this is like multiple Boostergrams all rolled up into one. One of his messages was Eric PP++, which I happen to wholeheartedly agree with, Eric PP++, Erlich PP++, Erwick PP++, it's all good. He writes in, glad somebody got the Boost Me Bitch reference. That's right, boostmebitch.com. Check it out, boostmebitch.com. 124 Satoshis from Matt Finlay. He's got a lot of great V for V music out there. Check him out. He writes in, Sir Libre is back with a new Lightning Thrashes and a fire emoji. Yes, I am back. I'm going to try to do these a little bit more often than I have been in the past. I was hitting them pretty regularly every week for over a year, 2 years, a long time, something like that. 100 episodes. I think I was pretty consistent all the way up to episode 100. Then after that, it kind of really went downhill. 210 Satoshis from New Music Nudge Unit. That's Bud Tender over there, getting a lot of his bands put into the Valueverse so that you can support them with your Satoshis. He writes in, Sir Libre, you've got to check out the Horseheads right up your street. Well, they are. I just played them. See, they say payola doesn't work. 820 Satoshis from Noster Gang, and he writes in a lightning thrash or a lightning emoji, a hand horns emoji, and then he writes in F. And that was for the song F by Motive to Kill, a song Damien Simard wrote and played bass on and did the intro part. He's the one that sings fucking fucked freezer fuckers for food from flipping flogs. Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. Force federal fuck ups families forming fat from frigid flaws. Forever falling fasters fixing flatuated fingers flat forgotfully fake freakish freaking frogs F flat. I'm sure I got that wrong. 333 Satoshis from Salty Cran. Metal is back. Welcome back. Thank you, Salty. Salty is the host of the Upbeats Value for Value Music Show. You can find that wherever you get your great podcasts. I recommend v4vmusic.com. Check it out. You can scroll down there and see music shows. Click on his stuff. You can also find Sylvie's podcast there, the Two for Tunster. And she writes in with 2,555 Satoshis, two boostergrams, one saying welcome back, and then another one saying nice selection of tracks. Thank you, Sylvie. So both Salty and Sylvie have shows that you can find on v4vmusic.com. Two for Tunster and the Upbeats Value for Value Music Podcast. Thousand Satoshis from Strange Love of Music. They're another Value for Value artist out there. You should check them out. Absolutely. Check out v4vmusic.com. Type in Strange Love of Music in the search. You might be surprised. You'll find all kinds of good stuff. 300 Satoshis from Dr. Sulak. Great episode. Started off a little weak, but finished strong. Keep them coming. Thanks, Dr. Sulak. I do appreciate all the support that you have been giving me. Even though I haven't been providing the value that I should be providing, you've been there with your auto boosts and so forth, and I do appreciate it. 1,000 Satoshis from TJ the Doorful, a.k.a. Sir TJ the Wrathful. He writes in a boostergram, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to read this right. Can you make it so there's a way to record split kit actions as long as the audio recording stops and starts very close to the split? Kit recording starting and atopping the files stopping the files will be ready to go and every close to beginning sync. I sent him a Telegram message going, man, I don't really know what you're trying to say in this boostergram, but I think I half-ass understand what your issue is. It's pretty much done now. It's pretty close to being done. When you decide, Sir TJ, to screw around with my version of the split kit, and you get to the point where you're starting to, you've already recorded your show and you're putting in your value time splits where you got to line everything up. If you watch the video that I put up in the Telegram group, or in the IRC chat, or I need to make better documentation on this. You will see that making your value time splits should be, may not always be, but should be a hell of a lot faster and a hell of a lot easier. And once you kind of get what it's trying to do, it'll be more intuitive. But it's different, so, you know, with different things comes that learning curve. But once you get past the small learning curve, which I think should be a pretty small one, you'll like it. And if you have any problems with it, let me know because, I want it to be easy as well because, well, I use it. Actually, I don't. I have my own thing that I wrote, a different thing that I wrote. 1036 from user 1786458. He writes in hell and yes. Thank you. Stream Satoshis. These Satoshis are what you can stream in. V4V Music does not have the ability to stream Satoshis, and that's primarily due to the nature of the way streaming Satoshis work and in web apps. But I just didn't want to do it. I put auto boosts in as a compromise. So these are stream Satoshis, which you can do with Fountain, Podcast Guru, Podverse, I believe. A lot of these other apps allow you to do streaming Satoshis. 2,085 streamed in from Chad Farrow, 1,612 from Eric PP, 189 from Logues, at Fountain, 3,128 from Dr. Sulak, 199 from Sir TJ the Wrathful, and 32... 96 from user 17864558, which you can change. Now, I have a make good, because not only can you send me Satoshis, because when you send me Satoshis, you're not really sending them to me. You're sending them to the artist primarily, and I just get a small cut. So I'm not getting rich off Satoshis. I can't even pay. And even if I were to sell my sats, I wouldn't be able to pay for too many months' worth of infrastructure for Lightning Thrashes, for any other stuff that I do, V4V music, you name it. I just wouldn't be able to pay for it through the Satoshis because, you know, just the nature of the beast. But I do pay my bills with fiat, dirty fiat fun coupons. And I have a make good because this was given to me almost a month ago, three weeks ago. And I neglected to mention it because I was discombobulated. But I got $250 via PayPal from Eric PP, which is a huge, huge help, especially at the time. I was worried about all kinds of things. Like I had a couple hundred bucks in the bank, which would just barely cover my bills. And I told the story already about trying to renew my Cursor subscription, and they yanked out $200. Thankfully, I got it back. But in the meantime, Eric PP sends me $250, and it's just so fucking nice to have people who give a shit and care enough to bestow value upon me. And I appreciate you, Eric PP, a lot. Not only for what you do for Helipad, the world's greatest boostergram reader, but everything else that you do, including the money. Thank you, man. $7.34 from Matt Finlay. He writes in, "This is chicken feed." Yes, it is. That's about almost a full bag of chicken feed there, Matt Finlay. That was in Australian dollary dues. I don't really know how much that translates into American money. I have no idea, but I appreciate it nonetheless. Thank you so much. And then I got $10 from Rubber Factory Records. Man, this payola thing. I got to keep playing. I tell you what, you guys keep sending me money, I'll keep playing your songs. That's not true. That's not how it works. Value for value works the other way around. If I provide value to you, you then send value to me. So when you send in your donations, it's for payment already, or it's for services already rendered. But I'd play your guys' music anyways because I like it. Like, I like a lot of the Rubber Factory stuff. Matt Finlay's got some stuff that's worth playing on Lightning Thrashes, so it's not a problem to play your guys' music. So there's no real conflict. I'd be playing that crap anyways. It's not crap. It's good music. Okay, like I said, I'm going to keep this short. I'm going to play three more songs. Then I'm going to hit you up with the standard goodbye, and then I'll play another song, and then a bonus song. That's pretty much how things go. So why don't we continue with some more music? This is Fell Winter, F-E-L-L Winter, all one word, The Dark Pact.
for V. That's the name of the game.
Yep, Cotton Gin has it right.
Yeah.
Coming to you from the beautiful tropical islands of Hawaii, that was Cultus with their song Carterize. Now, they spell Cultus with a V, C-V-L-T-I-S-T-S. Weird. Whatever. Before that, we had Dire Descent, brought to you by Booberry and his Thunderroad.media project. That song was called Devoured, and starting it all off was Fell Winter with The Dark Pact. Well, that pretty much wraps up episode 106 of Lightning Thrashes. I am so glad that you were here to join me and listen to me rant. I didn't really rant this time, but just babble about bullshit and talk and give thanks and just be a part of history, part of Value for Value Music, part of this new way that we're taking the control from the record labels and putting it back into the artist's hands and putting it into your hands where you can support the artist directly. It is a beautiful and wonderful thing, all based on the value for value model. And you can learn a lot more about that by going to sirlibre.com/donate. That's sirlibre.com/donate. On that page, I have a whole bunch of information regarding time, talent, and treasure. You can read up about it, study about it. You can go to valueforvalue.info, learn even more. You can go to v4vmusic.com, hit the donate button. You can go to my Amazon thing and buy me some stuff on the wish list. You can send me a boostergram telling me how terrible I am. You can find out my email address and send me a shitty email. You could say a wonderful email. It's all good. It's all about support. It's all about participating in this beautiful, wonderful thing that we are creating that sometimes I get disenchanted and I lose sight of. But every once in a while, I get pulled back into reality and I realize that, well, you know, what we are doing here is pretty awesome. And it's empowering a lot of musicians. And that's not a small thing. I'm going to let you go with Massacre at the Opera, band out of Puyallup, Washington, home of the Puyallup Fair. This song is called Mental Decay.
Lost in the shell. I was your mind slap award.
Yesterday.